just went off again.
Went off?
PvP.
No, it's on. It went back on. What is it?
I have no idea what that means.
Solarin?
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
S-A-L-I-R-A-N.
S-A-L-I-R-A-N. I'm getting tangled on my radar again.
I think you were up here with us before. We'd love it if you could come back and speak to us. Dan and Aaron were both seeing you. Creep up the steps. You can come in, we're not going to hurt you.
All of a sudden, I just got up. Like, directly in my mind, I had that woman standing right there.
Hmm.
Like, just right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could see it before she was there, and then all of a sudden she just popped up right there.
Lights are going back off again.
What's that?
Lights are going back off again.
We're acknowledging, so it
seems... She's acknowledging what you're seeing, yeah. Can you get more details about her?
No, I can see the same exact thing that I saw before.
Is she still standing there? I'm feeling tingling on my back.
Whoa. Yeah.
Just go beside you.
No strong as you said that you were feeling that.
Can you touch this ball right here that lights up? Tammy's on her way up. We're up here, Tammy. She's so sweet.
Can you please come over and try to tell us your name somehow? Can you somehow get that across to either myself or Aaron?
It's fine. I'm not here or anything.
Yeah, you're out of the equation. You could try Derek too, but it's going to take more with him.
If you like a challenge.
I got a name, but I don't know if it was just my trying to make a name.
What is it?
Margaret.
I was thinking Margie. Maggie. Not Maggie. More Marge.
Yeah, I got Margaret. Is your name Margaret?
Crazy man. Oh my god, how fucking adorable.
Well, she can sense her.
Mm-hmm. Is your name Marge? Adorable.
Play by play, thank you.
That's going to make it a lot easier to review.
That's
that.
That's right.
Is your name Madge?
That was strong.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the light.
Madge.
Can you shut the light off?
Thank you.
Are you somehow related to Tammy?
Do they know they have even gone over the yes no system?
We haven't even made it to that point.
Can you turn the light off, please? So we don't get the feeling that you're here to harm anybody or cause any trouble. But we do have to tell you that the owner of this house, Tammy, she really doesn't feel comfortable with you around.
Do we want to try to set some ground rules with the flashlight and see if she's willing to?
Aaron, when you saw her, did you see her face?
I did, but I can't focus on it.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't tell you any distinguishing features from her.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to think of right now. I'm the same way. Her hair is not in front of her face.
No, but it's not back either. It's like,
yes, it's
framing
down.
Her face. It's down, but it's framing her face, right?
And exactly. And I don't see features at all.
I can see she has a face, but I can't tell you anything about it.
Yeah, no, I don't think she's like.
No, she's not. Faceless. Yeah, you know, it's not like we're seeing her, right. But she does have a face, but I can't tell you anything about what she looks like at all.
Is she keeping it from you, or is she not? Uh-huh. Does she not have enough energy to?
Not for me, at least. She's not actively trying to hide it.
No.
I just can't see it.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting like a 30s or 40s vibe off of her. Like that would be when she was at that age.
Well, that hairstyle's fitting for that.
Like, you know how you would see pictures during the Great Depression of just like women standing there with just like looking straight at the camera, just like an apron on? Just right in that like late 30s, like that's just like that no expression, no emotion showing on her face.
Exactly.
She's just standing.
Uh-huh.
And like it's that same, like she's not done up at all. She's not, her hair isn't styled in a way that they would have done in like the 50s and 60s. Like it's very much just that Great Depression era, like just here to survive. It's that same, look at that light.
Can I say something with
Derek?
I don't know.
What's up?
I don't know if I'm like projecting or something on this. Does she kind of look like she's dead?
I mean,
like,
she doesn't look lively.
Yeah.
You know, like she reminds me of just one of those pictures that you're just like capturing that moment.
Yeah, but I'm not, like, seeing any color in her face.
No, she's very washed out.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that that's even the washed out hair in terms of how light her hair is. the cream colored thing. Color. Everything's washed out. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have a ton of color in her face or anything like that. It definitely reminds mm-hmm. me of like those sepia. What are those, like the sepia yeah. photographs?
Mm-hmm.
So we'd like to know who you are. We've got a picture. And we've got a first name. Is there any chance you could step forward and tell either Dan or Aaron your last name? Anything at all that you can give us?
I got the letter B.
Interesting. I got the letter L.
L?
Well, if you want to try to use some of our tools here, there's a little black box sitting on the table over there. You can use it to give us your name. I have no idea how it works. Maybe you do. What do you hear? You guys like to try the sense deprivation thing? Just thought. You both seem to be getting somewhere with this.
Okay.
It's totally up to you guys. I mean, if you think that it'll help.
So what is it? We just put the
things all on? It is just listening to the static of the spirit box with the noise canceling with the eyes. And then just speaking whatever you, not what you hear, but what comes to your head.
I'll try it. It could be a total dud.
At this point, it's just theoretical anyway.
Let's try it. It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
It's feeling very heavy on my chest.
The light behind you is lit up.
So the idea would be to not listen to the spirit box, not try to decipher what it says, just exactly help yourself zone out.
That was awesome.
Well, why don't you not sweep it and just leave it on a white noise?
Well, that's, I mean, I guess we could.
Find a station where there's nothing. Just stop it.
My ears are gonna blow out.
Well,
yeah.
But yeah.
Here's the volume right here.
Okay.
And don't blow your ears out, but
a little bit, that's fine. A little bit's okay.